So what does this all mean for Americans working here in Northern Ireland and living here and paying their taxes to the Chancellor of the Exchequer? With me is one such person, and that's Dr. Andrew Hamilton, who's a lecturer at Queen's School of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering. Were you aware of this particular IRS tax?
Yeah, I am aware that I have to file my taxes with the U.S. every year, even though I'm living abroad and earning money abroad and paying taxes abroad.
And do you feel this is a fair tax, or is it double taxation in some respects?
Well, I think it could be construed as double taxation, but I've never exceeded the threshold where I've actually owed money on the salary that I earn here. So I haven't felt this personally, but I'm sure as soon as I did exceed that threshold, I wouldn't feel too good about it.
But you don't take any chances. You do the paperwork. You fill in your returns.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Every year around April, I get a little stressed out, and I crack open the forms and try to figure out what I did last year and try to do it again. Thankful I don't
take it. When you mention to any American the letters IRS, it strikes fear into people's hearts. It's like Darth Vader in Star Wars or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it does, and they definitely never win any popularity contests. I think there are lots of people back home who, you know, would like to see the IRS totally done away with. I don't know how practical that is, but yeah, it's definitely, I think, a scary thing to do your taxes, because for me personally, I never know if I'm doing everything 100% correct, and so that always, you know, causes stress for me that maybe a bill will show up in the mail or a tax man at the door.
Or you going home for holidays, I imagine, to America, and then all of a sudden at the passport control or whatever, step this way, sir.
Yeah, there's a new one for me to worry about. I pay my tax here, you know, and I avail the services here, so I'm happy to do that. But, you know, if I'm not living in the U.S., then I don't really see why they should be dipping into my pocket. But when I do move back, if I do move back, then I'm happy to continue paying tax. So, you know, like I'm happy to contribute. I don't think there should be double taxation.
Will it stop people, do you think, like yourself, who maybe want to go abroad, travel the world, work elsewhere, get a bit of experience, and then perhaps return home someday? Do you think this would put people off doing that? Would it be prohibitive in that respect?
Yeah, I think the confusion of figuring out what you're supposed to be doing is enough to put you off. You know, even if you're not having to pay tax, like myself, I'm below a threshold, but it's still a barrier to wanting to be abroad, just because it's stress and it's extra work. It's a headache to figure it out.
Here's a question I've never asked before. Who do you find more attractive, the British taxman or the American taxman?
I would say the British taxman is more attractive because he takes what he wants out of my paycheck and I don't have to run numbers about it later. It's easy, it's taken care of for me.
The rest of it's yours.
Yeah.